The dip in foreclosure seems promising, but Russell Cation, an associate professor of economics for UW-Whitewater, says it's also just a little misleading.
You have this ebb and flow. And so June is down, but for the year, we're basically at a stable point. If you look year to year, we're down in foreclosures by 1%.
Cation says that until the unemployment rate starts to genuinely fall, that most likely there won't be any sort of dramatic turnaround in foreclosures.
You're going to see the exact same numbers, quarter in and quarter out. And you'll see monthly gyration, but quarter to quarter, it's going to basically remain the same until we put people to work.
Cation says many of the foreclosure filings making it through the courts right now are the jobless who've somehow managed to hold on to their homes as long as possible.
These are people who are able to forestall the inevitable because they had resources to dip into. They had 401ks and savings accounts, you know, relatives they may be able to borrow from. But these people who were laid off, say, a year, 2 years ago, are now running out of other opportunities.
Cation predicts that the state won't start to see a noticeable change in foreclosure rates until the unemployment rate falls to around 7%. Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate is currently at 8.2%. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.